USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is dead. His family says the man who served in that role under two presidents died at the age of 88 in New Mexico. His family called him an American statesman. Rumsfeld served in both the Gerald Ford and George W. Bush administration. Bill Cosby isn't taking questions following his release from prison. Cosby appearing in front of his home outside of Philadelphia with his attorneys, but would not speak after reporters tried to ask him several questions.
Mr. Cosby, how does it feel to be home?
Well, he is extremely happy to be home. He looks forward to reuniting with his wife and his children.
Cosby's attorney speaking there. Cosby seems to be in frail health and needed help walking outside of his home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The jobs picture is looking even better as the country gets back to normal. ADP saying private payrolls rose by 692,000 in June, while experts were expecting that number to be around 550,000. The boost was helped by more than 330,000 jobs being added in the hospitality sector. Other sectors seeing gains were education and health services, construction, and manufacturing. The snafus continue regarding counting all the votes in New York's mayoral primary.
Voting integrity fails in New York. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is urging the Biden administration to lift its long-standing requirement for people to wear masks on airplanes and other forms of mass transit ahead of the upcoming 4th of July holiday weekend. Airline travelers ages 2 and older currently have to wear face masks in order to fly. Despite the widespread availability of COVID-19 vaccines and the CDC's recent declaration that fully vaccinated people can travel safely. When it comes to wearing masks on airplanes, Dr. Marty McCrary with Johns Hopkins University reminds everyone.
We've got to recognize we're at a very low level of case count right now. 8 out of every 10 adults in every bus, every airplane, every gathering, every stadium or restaurant has immunity, both either from vaccination or natural immunity. So you're not going to see super spreading events. And at this point, we know kids are very inefficient transmitters, and a healthy kid has essentially no risk of dying of COVID. We've got high population immunity. At some point, we've got to move on to preserve the credibility of public health.
The Catholic parish where President Joe Biden regularly attends when in Washington, D.C., will not deny communion to those approaching to receive. The parish council releasing a statement in part saying, Holy Trinity Catholic Church will not deny the Eucharist to persons presenting themselves to receive it. This after some Catholic churches have discussed denying communion to parishioners who support abortion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.